This week, Morning Edition is traveling to an iconic American intersection. It's the intersection of politics and real life, the corner of First and Main.
We're visiting a series of presidential swing states. We're meeting voters in battleground counties, beginning in each county at First and Main Street.
This week's reporting began at the corner of First and Main in a suburban Tampa trailer park and ranges out from there across Hillsborough County, Florida.
That county includes the city of Tampa and also extensive farm regions. The farm zone includes Plant City, Florida, a place you may have glimpsed on the news in past presidential campaigns. Well, the speakers are playing the hits of a past decade here at the Parksdale Market, which has been along this highway for many years and has grown from a simple fruit stand into a full-blown farmer's market where you can get every kind of vegetable depending on the season. You can also get strawberry shortcakes and strawberry shakes, which are delicious, tiny bits of strawberry at the bottom of the cup. We've sat down with Jim Meeks, whose family has been running this place for decades, along with his daughter-in-law, Xiomara Meeks.
When the people were hurting a little bit, they wanted to stretch the dollar, they come to places like mine.
They especially come for cheap food in the winter, which around here is strawberry harvesting season. So if you look back over the last, I don't know, 5 years, I mean, since the financial crisis started, what's the pattern of business? Did it go down at all? Has it gone up the whole time?
We've never had a year less than the last one.
Some customers want more than a milkshake. Plant City spreads out along Interstate 4, which reaches northeastward across the heart of the Florida Peninsula, from Hillsborough County through Orlando and beyond. You could think about it as a giant main street for Central Florida. Politicians know this populous highway corridor contains a lot of swing voters.
If they can get this corridor on their side, they got it made. Everybody admits that if you take the corridor, you take Florida.
Which is why John McCain dropped by this fruit stand in 2008. On another day, Sarah Palin's bus pulled into the parking lot.
Tried to come in with her bus and everything, but there were so many people here, she couldn't get off.
Sarah Palin couldn't get off her bus.
She could not get off the bus. I gave her a milkshake and the rest of the people on the bus. That's how busy it was.
They ordered to go. Okay, yeah. Fine. How much advance notice do you get?
When Obama came here, I didn't get any. The guys come out here and they said, we want to bring somebody here in about 30 minutes. I said, you can bring anybody you want to here. We'd love to have people. And I didn't know who it was until we walked in. But I did make a milkshake to him. And I told him if he didn't drink it, he would not be elected.
That's right.
I told him like that and he laughed. And he said, well, give me one.
Obama did win, although it was John McCain who got the vote of Jim Meeks. Did you have anything you wanted to know from either candidate in 2008?
Not really. Now there is. I don't know. I just think because I am an independent little business guy, I think we're getting pushed around a little bit, you know. It seems like there's going to be a bunch of taxes and things that's going to be affect us. From what I've heard, there's going to be some, you know, more regulations and more rules and more laws.
Has anything actually changed for you? Is the regulatory situation any different than it was a few years back?
Not really, but I have a feeling.
We talked about this while sitting at a picnic table in an area decorated with red and green tinsel in honor of Plant City strawberries. So if either of the candidates came right now, if President Obama drops by again this fall, mm-hmm. which could happen,
yeah,
I suppose, you might ask him about taxes.
I will.
And regulations. What
I
might
will.
You ask them about if you get a chance to chat with either one, Obama or Rob?
Affordable health care.
That's Jim Meeks' daughter-in-law, Xiomara. She's part of Florida's growing Puerto Rican community, a geologist who now manages the books at this family business. Her 4-year-old daughter was born just in time for Barack Obama to be photographed holding the baby in 2008. She is a fan of the president's health care law.
As a business owner, we have our own personal insurance policy, and it's a lot of money every month, you know. And in order to afford it, we have such a high deductible. I'm lucky that I can afford it, but a lot of people can't. And I don't see the benefit on not helping other people to be able to afford their health insurance instead of running to the emergency, you know, and having all those bills go unpaid for the hospitals.
It was only recently that Jim and Xiomara got to thinking seriously about what the health care law means for them. They were prompted by this summer's Supreme Court ruling that upheld the law.
We're really not sure exactly what's going to happen to us.
And as for the cost of subsidizing health insurance for others, Jim Meeks says, how much they want from me. Businesses with over 50 employees are supposed to offer health insurance plans or pay a fine. This small business with fewer than 50 employees should not be affected, though Jim Meeks doesn't quite believe that. That's a consistent theme among conservative voters we met in Hillsborough County. They are less concerned with what the president has actually done these last 4 years than what they fear he might do.
From what I know and what I feel, 50 employees is just the beginning, because there's an awful lot of companies that have 15, 20, 30 people. Eventually, they're going to get them, too. They're going to get down there.
Well, that's the disagreement. I say that they won't, and he says that they will.
Jim and Ciamara Meeks also disagree on how to vote this fall. She's for President Obama. He's against the president. Not excited about Mitt Romney, he says, though Romney will get his vote. Still, they don't disagree on every issue. As we talked, both brought up migrant workers, many of them immigrants, who picked the strawberries around here.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. People don't understand that. If you live in a subdivision someplace, you don't understand that.
Don't understand that legal or illegal immigrant labor is supporting a lot of the country. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
That's right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
If they were to kick all of them out and we had to buy our food, which we do have to sometimes when we get bad weather from Venezuela, Chile, Mexico, they would scream bloody murder at the prices that they would have to pay.
The migrant workers move to different states in different seasons. Sometimes they're in Florida, sometimes in Ohio. And in that way, they resemble the presidential candidates who've come to the Parksdale market in the past and who may well migrate here again for strawberry milkshakes this election season.
Oh, you can really taste the strawberry. That's great.
That's the deal. Uh-huh. We can really taste the strawberries.
We're listening to voters in our series First in Maine, and tomorrow we'll meet a Florida voter who grew up picking Hillsborough County strawberries as a migrant farm worker.
Yeah, since I was around 9 years old until I was in high school. I didn't like being the kid who was poor and got picked on. You show up in the middle of the school year, you're Mexican, so obviously you must pick tomatoes.
We'll hear how her experience influences her politics tomorrow on Morning Edition.